This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A conservative group is pushing to require schools in Colorado to provide their educational materials to anyone who asks for them. CPR's Megan Verlee reports they want to get the issue on this fall's ballot.
The Independence Institute said it would file an initiative after Democrats in the legislature voted down a Republican bill that would have required school districts put many of their teaching materials online for the public to examine. The ballot measure would let people file open records requests to see syllabuses, textbooks, and more used in public schools. To get the idea in front of voters, backers will need to gather nearly 125,000 signatures to qualify for the ballot. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The 2022 edition of The Little Black Book came out this week after being on hiatus due to COVID shutdowns. The book points out black-owned businesses in Metro Denver. Carla Ladd started the Black Pages 20 years ago.
It was really out of my own selfish need. I had been here a couple of years, and I really didn't know how to find Black businesses, where to find them. And so I created it out of my own necessity. There was printed publications, but there was nothing online.
The latest Little Black Book is available online and in print. It lists Black-owned businesses and highlights community events. Rain and snow for the Front Range tonight, snow showers in the mountains, and a chance of showers on the western slope. 65 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.